For number two, the legendary Kevin McKinney with us. By the way, I got a tweet earlier today, Kevin, from a Brett Hansen, who says you need to get on Twitter, but I actually just wanted to say hi to you.
Oh, yeah. One of the greats.
He said you need to get on Twitter.
Okay. Do you want me to text you back?
You want to take care of that right now?
You want to get on Twitter now?
That voice I don't recognize.
The full Monty, yes.
Well, this what an honor this is.
And a privilege.
Is this because of the new year?
No, I'm back. I'm back.
We had some changes made, and full Monty's back.
Happy New Year to all three of you.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy New Year to you.
Now, my first question is, how important was this meeting you were in when you were able to text me during said meeting?
Well, it was winding down, okay. But I'm seeing that it wouldn't be done by then. Any meeting that lasts more than an hour isn't worth it.
I agree. I say that when we have our staff meetings.
Yeah, it was the conversation was going to where it wasn't going to end right at 4:30. that's the text.
I got you, Kevin. Well, Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you.
Another year without a postseason for the Bears, but you're
wow. And you wonder why he was late now, huh?
They're so bad, it's unbelievable.
It's pretty bad when Jay Cutler had one of his best years as a pro.
I know.
And it was one of the Bears' worst years.
Well, yeah. But they were able to lose in many, many ways.
Yeah, but the Cubs got a shot at the pennant now.
Yeah.
Do you want him to hang up on us?
I mean,
that's coming. It's very close to be clicking.
We had Larry Scheid on the show to kick things off, Kevin, and you know, we were talking about how the season has gone and how to kind of get over that hump of getting some wins in the Mount West. He's always mentioned how competitive they've been in games down the stretch. They just haven't been able to get over that hump. What do you think it's going to take? Is it experience? What is it going to take? Or just getting one of these wins to carry over?
Well, that's really a good question. I would say this, that there has to be more consistency from more guys. It's just amazing how it's going in that one night this guy will play very well, and then the next game, not at all. Josh does a pretty decent job of playing consistently. So does J-Mac. But just not enough consistency, and I do think to a degree that's some youth. But if you knew what you were getting from each guy each night, I think that would be much more of a positive situation to that you can put together some wins. But like Saturday, Herndon did a great job. Against the Aztecs, he didn't. And so which night is he going to be that way? Well, he's getting to be an older guy. He's got to be more consistent. I know Larry the other night was real upset about starting the San Diego State game so poorly, starting the second half of the Nevada game so poorly. You got to try to get away from those really bad starts. That comes from consistency, I think. So if the guys understand what they can contribute and what they have to offer, and they do it the same every game, and the coaching staff knows what that is, I think that really helps. But Kevin, right now, it's pretty hard.
Kevin, do you think, too, look, I know it's not about moral victories. It's about wins and losses, and Larry knows that. We know that. But for this new team, as Larry always likes to say, not young but new team, the fact they are 4-4 in games and decided by single digits, and they've been close. And again, it close doesn't only count in horseshoes and hand grenades, but the fact with this new team that they are on the cusp, but they're just not going and getting blown out a lot or at all for that matter, is that encouraging in your mind, or does it really matter?
Absolutely, Robert. No, I think it is encouraging. If the Cowboys are just getting slaughtered, then that's a whole another kettle of fish. But I think we were talking about this today with Larry. You look at the Academy, they're winning a bunch of close games. The Cowboys won a bunch of close games last year. It went really well for them. This Cowboy team is not winning close games. And I think that's has a lot to do with veteran guys who feel like when it is all said and done, they can win the game. And you look at the Falcons, they start three juniors and a senior. and they're doing real well in those close games because they've been around long enough to pretty much know how to do that. I think this Cowboy team isn't quite sure who's going to, and you can't rest on Josh every game. Some other guys have got to do some things in the critical parts of the game to help win the game. But there are just enough new guys not to totally understand which one of them is going to do that. And then Josh is trying to take all of it on himself. That's no good. It's a team game, and I feel bad for him sometimes because he just feels like he's got to do it, and more guys have got to step up and help him with that. And I think when you look at the Falcons, and they're having a good year, they won a 65-64 game. You know, they've won a 66-64 overtime game. They've won a 61-59 game. They've won games that maybe a year or two ago they weren't winning because they didn't have enough veteran help in there. And so I think that's there's a number of reasons. But I do think that because some of these kids haven't been there enough, they just aren't quite sure how to win the game in the last couple minutes. They're right there. They're battling, but they miss a three or give up a three that is kind of like a dagger. And I do believe, like you say, Robert, they'll get over that and they'll understand that the more they play the game and the more they wear the brown and gold.
Thanks, Kevin. It's nice talking to you.
I thought you had a question.
I do have a question. And Kevin, you and I have seen a lot of basketball at the University of Wyoming going back years and years and years and years. But I heard this last week, I think. I'm going to say, I don't remember anybody who night in and night out, talking about Josh, does it not only scores the points, but scores them the way he does. He's just an unbelievable player.
He is. And the energy that it takes for him to do that, I was so interested to see that stat that Josh was the first Cowboy to score 30 or more in three straight games since Flynn. And that's a long time ago. We were around to see Flynn Robinson play. But honest to goodness, Flynn didn't put the effort in. Now, there wasn't a three-point line or he'd been scoring 45 a game. But Josh works so hard and puts so much energy in his jumping and all the things he does. He's worn out by the time it's over. Flynn came down, got across half court, let it fly, and went in a lot of the time. But Josh is just an energized guy that it takes a ton of energy for him to do what he does. And when he runs length of the floor and blocks a apparent layup into the stands, that takes a tremendous amount of energy and heart to do that. And so I agree with you totally. He's one of the most energized players I've ever seen. And I just feel bad for him that he just feels like he's got to take it all on. And if he doesn't do it, Cowboys aren't going to get it done. And all the Cowboys have to help him with that.
Always good to catch up with you, Kevin. Again, Happy New Year. We will see you tomorrow night, all right?
Yep. I'll see you guys then, and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Happy New Year, Kevin.
All right, bye. That's the legendary Kevin McKinney joining us.